Parented by Porchlight. Rolling on to the crunchy gravel drive, long past my high school curfew, something seemed off. The familiar porch light that was always on until our last family member was safely inside was dark. Either there had been a family emergency and they'd forgotten about me, or they hadn't forgotten about me and I was the family emergency. The porch light shone in contrast to much of our frugal farm ways. Mom washed and reused every plastic bag and container that entered our house. Windows were open more than the air conditioner was on, and lights were often switched off before I had even left a room. But one light my parents were generous with was the porch light. Whether arriving home from late ball games, harvest breakdowns, or weekend debate tournaments, that light was always on. Even most times when I blew past my curfew, it was still mercifully lit outside our brick ranch house in the country. It's different arriving home now. When I return to the wheat farming mecca where I was raised, I drive to the house my parents purchased long after I was on my own. It's an in-town address I looked up each year to mail them a package or card, but it still felt like home because the porch light was on, no matter what time we pulled into that quiet, concrete drive. Lighthouse parenting. My mama and daddy have always been like author Kenneth Ginsberg's lighthouse parents, pillars in the small, close-knit community where I was raised, and they are who I've always known them to be. According to Ginsberg, lighthouse parenting involves a stable presence on the shoreline a child can measure themselves against. Such parents look into the waves and trust children can eventually learn to ride those rough waters on their own. A lighthouse stays in one place, a beacon that has ongoing communication with the passing ships. From a known location, it warns of danger and provides informed guidance, but it never chases down the ships. I've had faraway people to meet and hard stops on my own path that were never meant to be part of my parents' desired itinerary for me. I can now see that they must have bit their tongues and bound up their hearts each time as I moved further and further away from them. But Mom and Dad never stopped parenting me, whatever distance lay between us. They never required or pleaded that I move closer. They just gave wise advice. Sometimes I listened, sometimes I didn't. I'm now realizing how my parents lived the words of Gracie Olmsted. This is the challenge of parenthood, to love wildly, fiercely, determinedly, and then by God's grace, to let go. The light that gets us home. This lighthouse analogy is more like how God parents his free-willed children. And though lighthouses were all but unknown in Bible times, the Spirit used similar references to guiding lights. God led the Israelites through the desert nights using a pillar of fire. His illumination showed up at the consecration of Solomon's temple and in a bush on Mount Sinai. Once Jesus, the light of the world, came on the scene, the Star of Bethlehem guided people to him. The only way any type of lighthouse works is if we know it's there and reliable, always working, always on call. Then, once our world goes dark, we instinctively look for its familiar illumination. It is hardwired in every one of us to get back home. Even nights I wasn't home to see my parents' porch light, it was always on. Same with God's light. Times were not turned toward him, he's still there, beckoning us back. Porch lights work too. Raised in landlocked Kansas, I didn't have much experience with lighthouses, but we all knew about porch lights. A light on outside a neighbor's house meant, you're welcome. We're home. We're awake if you need anything. At at your own house, it meant, we're waiting for you. We're incomplete without you. You always belong here. The porch light was like a family's own lighthouse. I was raised on this generous, stable light. We need the dark. Even so, somehow I expected a different kind of parent when I was first diagnosed. I wanted God to direct me and the doctors, marionette style, from my journal. It's been 4 years since they declared my battered heart's function near normal. Now, after several significant dips, I'm trying to understand what I should be learning from this. Truth is, people aren't supposed to survive the kind of heart failure I have, so this is all new ground for the doctors, like it is for me. I've been known to scream, God, please tell me or the doctors what to do next. But no one has a map. I have a distinct feeling all my life has been like that, and I just didn't realize it. In my younger life, I thought God was directing me toward a story of blessing. And then once I got heart failure, toward a story of divine healing. Maybe my story has been more about preparing me for uncharted trust. Maybe every believer's story is. When disease lingers and spouses leave, when jobs disappear and friends divorce, when children rebel and bad habits rule, it seems easier for God to parachute in from a hovering aircraft, to fix it, or at least use the aircraft's loudspeaker to walk us through, to help us make all the correct turns so everything could be on course again. Surely he has a clearer perspective. But Father God knows, and my parents did too, that preparation is the best protection. In fact, it's the only protection. We all need someone who, from a foggy distance, we can still see. But darkness has to roll in, or we never know the importance of the light source. Rather than saving us from the storms, he prepares us to handle them. Without turbulent teaching, I may never be able to navigate the choppy waters that surely still lie just out of view with my ongoing illness and my unmapped life. And perhaps more importantly, there's a light you don't see until you're standing in the dark. We've left ours on plenty of times during the day, so I speak from experience. We don't notice the porch's beam on sunny days. Maybe that's why I'm just now understanding my parents' policy of parenting by porch light. I've learned that porch light parenting is what God modeled throughout the Bible and my parents modeled throughout my life. Preparation and constancy in the beginning and grace in the letting go. Relighting the tradition. Turns out, that night I arrived late and the porch light was off. The bulb had actually burned out before I made it home. Remember incandescents? But I didn't figure that out until it was time to turn it on again for my dad or one of my brothers later that week. The bulb was replaced immediately and the porch light tradition continued. Growing up, I didn't appreciate it, but regardless of any offense or difficulty between us, the porch light was a constant, as if continually extending grace to their children. Mom and Dad were, to me, the parents of again. As Beth Moore said of the ultimate Father, our God is the God of again. Like spring, always waking up after a long winter. God has shown up for us again and again, and he has forgiven us again and again for not showing up. Similarly, every night when one of our family members was out in the dangerous world, even long after we should have been, the porch light was lit again. I may revive the porch light tradition in my own family. I have a new appreciation as a parent of far-flung children and as a wandering child of a constant God. A reformed helicopter parent, I feel like I've come full circle to the porch light again. But I'm different this time. as Terry Pratchett says, coming back to where you started is not the same as never leaving. Mom and Dad both passed away this past year. This will be the first year I won't address a Mother's Day card or a Father's Day card. But even worse, now when we visit, the porch light is off because we're arriving at an empty house, preparing it to sell. I have a feeling I'll spend the rest of my life missing that extravagant gesture. But while we're there for the weekend, in honor of all the children not yet home, I'll be turning on that porch light myself.